Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're Ole Miss. You better win out. I mean, you don't want to take any chances because of six slots slide from the sixth spot or the seventh spot would have you out of the field. And the committee just did it to Bama, so they'll do it to you.
Andy Dirk Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Everything difficult. No layups.
Williams outside, lost it. Ryan Dunn scoops it up. And Ryan hammers it home. Boy, he did.
Dirk and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Hump Day!
Yes, indeed. Happy Camel. Happy Hump Day, everybody. How we doing?
What is happening?
Good morning.
Feeling nice and refreshed after a glorious night of sleep. How's everybody else doing?
Doing good.
How long did you make it?
I made it to halftime. I got to halftime.
Okay.
It was a little bit quicker than I thought. Yeah. You know, the first half didn't take too long. It was about 9:30-ish when halftime hit, and I'm like, all right, that's good for me. I'm going to tap out right now.
Yeah, 8:15 p.m. is when that bad boy tipped
We knew
off.
It wasn't going to start at 8 o'clock. I knew it was going to start late.
So you don't find...
Blazers went to sleep, too, in the second
half. They did. It appears I didn't miss a whole lot.
Our job is... time slot. Not the job. The time slot is interesting here.
Yes, it is.
So your ability to just pack it in at the halfway point, even though you made the right call, there's not any like...
Not at all. not at all. Not for game 13 of the regular season.
Yeah.
If that's game five of the first round of the playoffs, yeah, dude, I'm with you.
That's
I watched
fair.
The entire thing.
That's fair.
That was game 13, 12, 11. Where are we at in the regular season?
Well, now they're 6-8.
They're 6-8, so go ahead
14.
And do game 14 of the regular season, and they're two games below 500, and they lost 5 out of 6. So, yeah. Oof. What time did the game end up ending?
I don't know. I went to bed at the end of the third. They were down 18, and I said, yeah, it's over.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It was close to 10:30.
10:30 when it ended?
Yeah.
That's brutal for people trying to get up and go to work today. If you were at that game, oh, that's a tough turnaround.
Did you make it the whole game?
No, I was waiting to see if they would do anything in the fourth quarter.
Oh, you hung around for the fourth?
Start of the fourth, and I'm like, all right, I need to... find a clip of Phoenix getting a steal and do that. Put the open
find a dunk in the open.
I almost feel bad if you're doing stinking it up with them. They don't have a point guard.
No, we don't. We're short right now. We're shorthanded. It was
just
Caleb Love first
bit.
Half. I saw he had a nice little night.
They needed him to go.
They desperately needed
him to go on a heater. I mean,
they got nothing else right now, man. It's not
at least
a lot.
That guy'll shoot.
I did have the takeaway of the reaction of looking at the score when I woke up. I figured that they were going to lose, even though the score wasn't. They were only down by, three at halftime or something. You didn't have very good vibes in the first half.
16-2 run by the Suns to start the
right out of
quarter.
The gate.
Thanks for coming.
There was the brief moment I thought of, like, we are really banged up right now, and that is a huge part of why Portland's playing the way they're playing. Is Phoenix already better than us?
Right now they are, but yeah, we are really banged up.
We are Jeremy very banged
night,
up.
No Drew.
Very banged up.
We don't have a point guard.
Very banged up. I get it, but I just... Phoenix was one of those teams that we looked at of like, hey, they're going to be in hell for a while.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
how bad their owner is.
I know.
They've made a lot of bad trades.
Yeah.
And we'll see how this all shakes out in the months to come.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a thought I had last night, thinking, we are banged up. We probably are more competitive. We are fully healthy. But if they're already better than us, that's going to sting at the end of the year.
Well, yeah. I think one, having any takeaway between the two franchises' current status would be a little exaggerated at this point.
Oh, no doubt.
What I would say, though, is having a Devin Booker's nice.
Very nice. He didn't even have that good of a game last night.
I disagree. Good a game from like a scoring standpoint. At 19.
Yeah.
I thought he facilitated everything, and the defense locks in on him, so he creates ball movement and open players. This is why I would argue with a Danny about ownership. Now, you can, again, we don't know where this is going to go this year.
No.
I don't know where it's going to go next year.
No.
But, yeah, give me an owner that cares. And that guy cared. He made a massive move. He bought out Beal. They brought it. I mean, they're basically, them and the Blazers are doing the same thing.
Very similar versions of each other.
They just have a Devin Booker, and our version of that is Denny Avdija.
Yes.
And Booker's better.
Yes, he's a better scorer, for
and
sure.
And so they're not banged up like we are, but when you have an owner that really cares, you pivot. And that person pivoted and went and hired a really smart coach. Jordan Ott is a really well-respected dude in that, brotherhood there. So, yeah, right now they're better. We're injured, but it's
long
also why it's all ridiculous to suggest that, like, somebody that has a rocky start is something can't be good.
Yeah. I also, it is funny, we do this with a lot of teams in different sports, the thought of like, oh, how are they ever going to get out of that?
Oh, I think it's the most ridiculous thing we do.
I remember doing that. I mean, I'll use NFL examples. We did that with the Eagles getting out of the Carson Wentz deal, and like 3 years later, they're in a Super Bowl.
We did it with Russ.
How are they going to dig out of this? Denver, all this dead money they're eating, and then they went to the playoffs last year, and now right now they're the number one seed or number whatever in the AFC, and they might be hosting every playoff game and have home field advantage throughout the postseason.
They might get a bye.
They might get a first-round bye. How are they ever going to get out of that trouble? And then they find a way to get out of that trouble. That's usually the way that it works. We always try and kill teams in certain moments for bad trades that they make, and Phoenix has made some really bad decisions, but they're a pretty fun team to watch, man.
Yeah.
That was the first time seeing a Phoenix Suns game last night.
Yeah, might be the last time until the next game.
Yeah, I'm not going to see another Phoenix Suns game until they play Portland again.
I don't want to do the dirt thing today, but I kind of have to.
Mm.
Why did that broadcast suck so bad?
Not great last night. Not great. Very underwhelming for our first NBC round ball rock.
I mean, okay, the crew was Terry Gannon and Derek Fisher.
That's who we got.
Derek Fisher I was unimpressed with.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you point the finger at the number one on that booth?
He seemed terrible. Like he was sick.
Yeah, he seemed out of it all night.
Well, no excuses.
At least for the first half, he seemed
like
out of
he
it.
He was play all like a hopped champion. Up on NyQuil or something.
Maybe that's his broadcast style.
Why don't we hire Kevin Calabro for the night if he's sick? Have Kevin Calabro do it with Derek Fisher. He was just hanging out, not doing anything last night.
I'm Terry Gannon. I call golf, and now I'm doing basketball. Welcome
to the 17th green at the U.S. Open.
I couldn't hear half of what he was saying.
A putt to try and win.
You're pointing the finger at the wrong guy there. Swigard.
Yeah, I was really disappointed too because I missed the Open, and so I went back on the Peacock. You can go back and watch the start of the broadcast. I was like, are they going to do something? We talked about that yesterday. Is something cool going to happen? Is there like a tease? Do I get Marv Albert? Is it Bob Costas? And it was
Gannon.
It was Terry Gannon saying, all right, Phoenix has never won a title.
Yeah.
Portland's won one title.
No, the Open
redemption
is what
they're looking
NBC
for.
Just
next,
gave up on production for this.
Like that's what we get. That's all. Looking for their
bad.
First playoff appearance in 4 years. I just I didn't really. And then the music played, and that was cool. It was cool to hear the music play. And then I immediately realized I did not know at the time that we were going to be wearing those uniforms. And then they show that goes ba 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 da 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 da. And then they put the little score bug up, and our score bug color
turquoise.
Is turquoise. Yeah. And I'm like, oh god, no, not the turquoise jerseys.
Yeah, there was a
underwhelming debut on NBC last night.
Underwhelming.
Very
I think it was
from
horrific.
The team performance was bad. The broadcast didn't live up to the hype. I didn't get a Marv Albert tease, and we wore turquoise jerseys.
I don't want to
be for last night.
I don't want to be on NBC for another. What year was their last game?
2002.
So I'm confused by this. Rob said yesterday it was 2017.
There's no chance.
That's what he said. He said the last time they were on NBC was 2017 in a playoff game with Steph.
Sure, that might have been the local TV contract first round. Like, we played games on KGW, but that's
so
different.
So I couldn't tell if he was confusing our that's local totally KGW different. Versus national
Because
NBC.
Remember, for years when we were Comcast Sports Northwest,
I know, yeah.
They would play, what, 10 games, 15 games a year on NBC. That's how we would
local
do it. Local NBC. So we've been on NBC KGW.
But like national
the NBC.
NBC
deal with the NBA ended in the early
like
2000s.
04 or 03,
yes,
I think.
They were not airing NBC games.
I was confused by that. I was like, oh, he must mean the local, unless I'm just mistaken on that, because we had said 02 earlier in our show.
Yeah, 2001-2002 season is when their deal ended with NBC, and that's why the listener texted in yesterday. The last time we were on an NBC game was the first round of the playoffs, Robert Horry hitting a three to sweep us out of the first round.
What was a worst performance or worst thing about yesterday? Was it the broadcast or was it our decision to wear those uniforms on that floor?
That will always take
those
the cake
uniforms
for me.
On that floor. The fact that they haven't found a way to sync those up in some capacity.
It's because they're cheap. It's because Jody's
100%
cheap.
About money.
She doesn't want to buy another floor.
It's 100% what it is. Every other team in the league does that.
Every other team in the league has multiple floors that they use.
Yeah.
Multiple. We get two. We get our normal floor, and then the NBA makes us have a cup floor, so we have our cup floor that we wear.
Does the NBA pay for the cup floors?
I would assume that they do, but I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know. That might be something they just tell the...
You have to do this. It's mandated.
Like, yeah,
what would the ownership think about that?
Because they have a new sponsor for the shot clocks to sew, so they had to get the round ones. If you've looked above the backboard, they're different.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, I didn't notice that.
So my guess, either one of two things happens. Either the sponsor, part of the sponsor deal is they cover the cost of those for teams and they send them to the teams, or the teams have to purchase them.
Yeah, yeah. It's really embarrassing. I had a couple of buddies text me about that last night, hearing my rants about the jerseys was at last week, and then being reminded of like, God, this looks so bad. It looks amateur, man.
It looked like two teams playing in a different city.
Like we had a fire in our city and we had to go play in like with the NFL playoffs. We got to go play in Arizona, dude. Our stadium almost burned down.
There's a Cardinal logo and a Ram Viking playoff game.
And I didn't catch, happening right I now. I wasn't paying all that close attention to the broadcast once the game got going, but did they ever mention about the jerseys?
No, not
like
a single thing.
Not that I noticed.
In somewhere that have never been to Portland, flown through the air, like they would have.
Why?
They're like, what are those?
Why are they wearing turquoise jerseys? These don't make any sense, and the floor doesn't match. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. It's ultimately got to be the uni with the floor.
That takes the cake. And you would know better than me because you're an actual NBA fan. So you watch around the league.
Yeah.
Is there a worse look that exists than us wearing those uniforms playing on that floor?
Well, you can certainly point to not counting cup floors, of
not
course.
Cup floors are weird. Everybody's
no, the cup floors
sucks.
Are horrible.
That's a different conversation.
So you can certainly point to jersey floor combos that you don't like. And I'll concede that. Like, Cleveland, the night prior, played Milwaukee on the Peacock Network.
Okay.
And they wore their bright orange The Land jersey.
Yeah, I know those.
And then on the floor, it was like a creamsicle color almost. It said The Land in the middle.
Oh.
I was not a fan of the floor, but the floor went with the jersey.
Yeah, right. The Nets, the ones they do when they have their Subway jerseys and the floor, that's a... It's way too busy, but at least they're synced up.
Yeah, it matches at least. The floor of the jersey match.
I said this to you guys in the group chat. I've seen ones that I don't like or that I'm not a big fan of. But if you talk about that uniform with that standard floor is the worst thing entirely in the league.
There's nothing about them that goes
together. It makes no sense.
I'm not even, like, I hate the jerseys. I hope that we take them out back and burn them at
the
end of the year.
My wife commented, said she loved it.
Oh, no.
She goes, I really like these jerseys.
Oh,
and I went,
no.
Oh,
is she a fan of the PDX carpet? Does she have PDX carpet material?
She doesn't care about that.
She just thought it was cool.
Did she know what it was?
I think she did know what it was, but it's not really even about the carpet. She just likes the black with the turquoise.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fair. If you have at least the PDX carpet in the paint and the Blazer logo, that's all you got to do. That's all you do. If the paint is the carpet and the center logo is a
turquoise
and black. Turquoise and black.
If it's turquoise and black and the paint is turquoise, then it still sucks, but at least it's like, oh, all right, it's not an eyesore.
See, this is my problem is you can't stop there. You have to make the logo turquoise black,
And then the paint has turquoise. To be the carpet.
All you would have to change is the red to turquoise. You could leave it white.
Sure.
And change the red to turquoise.
Whatever you want to do. The paint has to be carpet.
Yes.
It has to be. If it's such a big staple that you make a uniform out of it, you need an actual area designated where it's like, look how cool our carpet is.
Exactly.
On our wood floor.
It's right here.
But it's wood.
It's the damn Port of Portland to pay for it.
How much do you... Let's ballpark this. I just watched a video of a woman somewhere that renovated a barn she bought. And she renovated it into her own basketball gym.
That's badass.
And she bought an old floor, and she fixed the floor, and she, you know, she documented the journey.
Yeah.
It was $42,000 to take an entirely empty shed barn and put wood floor, hoops, like gymnasium lights. Mm. She did most of the work herself, so that saved like a $65,000. But if that's $42,000 to buy a floor and renovate it to life, paint it, wax it, repair it, make it look brand new. How much does that cost a basketball team to custom make a wood floor?
It can't be that much.
What's your guess? 80?
80 to 100.
They have to have that in their kitchen at the practice facility.
That's akin to me asking you, hey, can I borrow $2 for Jody Allen? Hey, I'm going to go grab something at the store. You got $2 on you?
I think so.
Yeah, sure. I'll cover that. All right. I'll go buy you a granola bar.
Yeah.
That's what we're asking for here, and they're unwilling to do it.
Well, they're not going to do it. It's too late. They're out of there in like March.
Tom Dundon's got bigger fish to fry. There's a lot of things that he needs to figure out. But my one request, Tom, who is a P1 of the show, good morning, Tom. Thank you for tuning in this morning.
He texted us yesterday.
He texts us all the time. Big fan. Big P1. I hope near the top of his to-do list is either one, taking these jerseys out back, putting them in a garbage can and burning all of them.
Composting them.
Or doing the step that needs to be taken and spending the money on a floor. That's like, I'm not saying it's number one on the to-do list. It's not number two. It's not number three.
No.
But I might go top five things to do because that was embarrassing last night on national
television. But sometime in July after Summer League is over, before you start training
camp. We make
camp.
Our GM ID. Do we need to fire anybody? Who's our head coach? Is our head coach in FBI custody still? Like, there's a lot of, he's got some fish to fry here. I totally get that. Things settle down. Please, for the love of God, burn the jerseys.
I think getting a new arena situation figured out is number
more
one.
Important.
And there is
more
no other
important.
Four
short term,
top five things.
Short term, more important. Arena's going to take a while to build.
When we said he listened and texted us yesterday, did you just drop subtly and quietly? Nice.
I did. Nice.
That was great.
What up, Tom?
We'll put a poll question. What was worse last night, the NBC Blazer broadcast or the carpet uni with regular floor? We'll put that up at Dirt and Sprague.
Is he doing any interviews yet? Or are they still got it? They're like holding off on all
that? Nah, they got to wait till everything's closer.
I think there's
closer.
A moratorium till the thing gets done.
They need the governors to approve.
Come on, governors. What are we doing?
We got a lot to get to today. It's a busy show. It's a Dirty Poll Wednesday. Dirt and Sprague, let's get it going next. 105.1, The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So the poll question is up. What was worse last night, the NBC broadcast or carpet uni with regular floor? One of our listeners says, what about Young pick considering Cedric Coward looks incredible? 5 of 7 from three last night for Memphis. 19 points and 11 boards. We don't need 19 and 11 in a shooter.
No, we don't need any depth. We don't need a rookie who you can Caleb plug Love. In and play right away.
Got Caleb Love.
We're in win now mode. It's win now territory. So let's get a guy who's not going to be ready for 3 years.
One of our listeners says the first game ended at 7:15.
Yeah, one of our P1s texted said the game before ended at 7:15. So they just sat around for an hour?
It started at... Yeah.
What are we doing, NBC?
Started at 5 because they want that game.
They really want the 8 o'clock
in
window.
In the 8
p.m.
primetime window. So one's in the East Coast and one's in the West Coast.
They don't
care
about both fan bases. They just want the one standard time zones to care.
I mean, why can't we at least start the game at 8:03? 8 o'clock should hit, top of the hour.
I don't.
Roll out your pregame. Here's my stupid Terry Gannon intro.
There you go.
8:02. We're playing basketball.
Good question.
What's happening right now?
I don't.
It is it's something we've brought up jokingly before, but absolutely monitoring and watching and seeing by the end of this year what Cedric Coward ends up being versus what Young Hansen currently is.
Without a doubt.
Part of why I love this fan base is that cat threw a basketball from over his head. The crowd audibly gasped as in excitement, and then it was a turnover.
He had one of those in the first half. He had a wide open three at the top of the paint. You're like, yo!
Sick turnaround left hook, though.
Dude, guy, it's Chinese Jokic. Get out of the way. I mean, I said it at the time. That was such a controversial pick. What did they know that we didn't know? Like, time will tell on that. That was a move as a general
Chinese
manager.
Chinese fans buy merch.
That is without a doubt part of it. Like, this is it for you as a GM.
Oh.
If that hits, more power to you, man. You went down swinging, and you hit a home run. You know, swing hard. Let's see how this thing goes.
Punting on the 16th pick in order to sell merch is quite a choice if that's how this is
playing. They also, in the summer, said it's winning time.
Yeah, well.
It's win. We signed Dame. It's winning time. And then they took a guy that they knew was going to be a three-year project. With a first round. This isn't Ryan Rupert at the end of the second round.
Oh, he's terrible,
by the
way.
That was a top 20 pick in the draft, man.
Can we kind of have a conversation as well? I didn't expect to do Blazers here, but some listeners were chiming in, and now my brain's kind of moving.
Now people are fired up, man.
Can we... Like, I understand Jeremy didn't play, sick, right? Drew is a big part of what I'm about to say.
Oh, it's huge, yeah. They don't have depth to begin with, and now they're out.
In the half court without him.
Can we talk about, even though when they had Drew and Jeremy on the floor, how kind of not very good their defense is?
It's been rough for a while.
Yes.
Do you see what Steve Kerr said? Was it yesterday, the day before?
It's like a bottom, I think it's like 21st in the NBA.
It has not gone the way we thought it was going to go on that end of the floor.
Dude, when Tamani's not hitting threes,
yeah,
And not like he's, like, locked every person he's guarded this year up.
No, it has not been quite that great. Steve Kerr had a quote, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but he was he basically highlighted the concern that he has from the tempo that a lot of teams are playing with.
Oh, and yeah,
The pace thing leading to more injuries.
Well, this is the thing that it's very hard to talk about this topic because I think there's too many sports fans that don't follow or care about the NBA. And so all they see is load management. They see
guys out,
screaming,
guys not playing.
Screaming on TV about how guys are soft now and Jordan wouldn't have done this. And they just, that's their assumption of the league. The league is harder. And I know people don't want to acknowledge that. I understand it. I get it. Steve Kerr is, first of all, he's in it. So I'm going to take his expertise here. He's also won multiple championships.
Yeah, he also played in that era that
people look
back on.
He's right. Go rewatch, you won't, but go rewatch the NBA Finals. How high level, fast pace, and then go rewatch 1980 or 1990 finals games. Slow it up on the half court. There's a reason the triangle offense was such a big deal. First of all, it was innovative. It was next level thinking from Tex Winter. And also, it was really good, what?
Half court
offense.
Half court offense.
The NBA is all about speed, space, pace. So it's not something people want to agree with, but it's harder.
Yeah.
No, they've never in the league's history had to play at this pace night in, night out. I want to ask you guys something on this. I'm glad you brought this up. So I don't know if this is, internet was wrong. What's the percentage of a game star level hockey players play? Is it like 80 to 90% or is it minutes-wise?
Usually most time on ice will be your top defenseman that will play between 25 and 30 minutes
of a 60-minute game.
60-minute
game. Because I saw somebody post yesterday that hockey stars play 50% of games by a minutes distribution.
No.
It's way more than that?
No, it's less than that.
That's the guys that play the most in the NHL, and they're usually defensemen. Your top forwards.
Forwards don't play for 35 minutes a night.
15 to 20 minutes, depending on how much power plays you have in a game.
Because there's certain situations where you're a man up and you keep guys out there for the entire 2 minutes.
That.
But if it's a normal shift, I mean, you're going 90 seconds, 2 minutes off the ice.
And the forwards is more 45 seconds to a minute.
So
defensemen will play a minute and a half to 2 minutes a shift.
Defensemen, it's easier to stay out there longer because you're not quite as up-tempo and you're hanging back around the blue line. It's easier to have a longer shift.
Well, it's just I just think it's an interesting time because I think Steve Kerr was 100% right and right to speak out about it. We've seen a lot of like ligament injuries, calf strains that are leading to bad injuries.
Well, I saw it and connected to us too because we played at a breakneck pace in the first week or two of the season. The defense looked really good. And then what happened to our roster?
Right. It's depleted. We have no
it's
point
depleted.
Guard.
We have no point guard. Half the team's out. And all of a sudden, that high energy, 94 feet, defend you up the length
it's
of the floor.
It's not going to work.
We're giving up 138 a game right now. It's insane.
It's going to go one of two ways here. The evolution's going to be Oklahoma City, you're 11 players deep. And so minute distribution goes down drastically because you trust so many other players. Or they're going to go back to half-court offense in the NBA.
Yeah, trend back the other direction.
Not totally trend that way
because
pace and space is so massive. But I think it's an interesting time. And when I saw that hockey post, I was like, oh. Because I have no
frame of reference.
Of reference at all about hockey minutes distribution. Whereas you play 48 in the NBA, we're pissed if the star player isn't playing 35, 36. And that's up and down. And I understand
constant,
it's not as violent as hockey, but
it's
the up and down, jumping, defending, awkward, putting your body in awkward position thing that's a lot of minutes.
It is.
So I thought that was a really interesting point that I saw on hockey players, and they deserve every bit of the respect they get as tough athletes for sure, but they're also playing less than 50% of their games.
Oh, yeah.
Makes it, I think, a little easier to be high level there.
Well, and for Portland, they are in a spot where coming into the year, I was a little more down on the win-loss projection. I was excited for the season, but I was a little more down on the win-loss projection primarily because I was massively concerned about their depth.
Yeah, and this is where that's where
you were already without Scoot coming into the year, and we don't know when he's going to come back. And all you need is one or two more injuries that pile up, and all of a sudden, here we are. And you look at not having Thibault, not having Wesley, which is I made fun of that signing when it happened, but he was a good defender for him when he was playing early in the season and could score occasionally. Robert Williams can't play on back to backs.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play tonight. They play the Bulls.
Imagine he's not in the lineup tonight. And then you take Drew out of the way, who's one of your primary ball handlers.
Yep.
You don't have a point guard left on the roster right now. And you got guys who you're trying to – it's been very frustrating, I think, to see – you mentioned Ryan Rupert. He's just a complete non-fact.
What's he can't play.
Third year, fourth year? What year are we in now? Either way, like you're at this point and you can't even play rotational minutes off the bench in the NBA.
They need him, too. He played 3 minutes last night.
They desperately need him, too, man. Like – Young Hansen's going to have to play minutes tonight because you're just shorthanded. And Murray has not been great.
He's this is year three, by the way,
year
for
three.
Ryan Rupert.
And you can't even be a 10-minutes off-the-bench guy? That's concerning. And so they desperately needed some of those guys to be not even impact players. Just can you be a role player? You need to be a rotation guy. The answer right now for some of them is no.
Yeah, it's tough, man, because coming in, the one thing they had, and I don't think any team can survive these kinds of injury things. Like when you don't have a point guard, you're just – you're hard-pressed to win. They need Denny and Shaden to go off. Like, even last night, Shaden and Denny, what, they combined for 48?
Shaden had, I mean, not shooting three
Shaden
well, but he had a decent
Denny
night.
Denny was a little off.
Well, neither one of them were efficient. They had 29, 24,
but
and 19
Shaden's
on
still
17.
0 for 6 from 3.
Yeah, and Shaden can't shoot threes.
And they're getting nothing offensively from Kamara right now.
He's 2 of 10.
He's just not doing anything on that end of the floor.
And the one thing people had about them, because I had him winning 41, I had him going 500, and I'm not punting on anything here, so I don't want any grand takeaways from what we're talking about here. But if you're not, this was my entire, I had an off-air borderline argument with Danny in the offseason. This was my entire point. If your offense sucks, and your defense is not top 10.
If it's not what it was, what we thought it was in the second half of the year.
You're not sniffing anything.
No.
You're going to be another bad team. And they're depleted right now, so I'm trying to be fair here with Drew eventually coming back and Blake Wesley in a few weeks, and we'll see where Scoot's going to be at. But either way, the other guys that are supposed to be playing anyway, they're not. Rob Williams played He played 8 minutes.
Yeah.
He had 4 points.
Yeah, he's impactful when he plays. It's only good for 10 minutes a night, though, and he can't play on the second of a back-to-back.
It's tough, man. Yeah. But last night, Blazers get a loss. They lose to the Suns. They're 6-8. We'll see what happens tonight. They play the Bulls, so they had a back-to-back. All right, let's start diving into some football stuff. We'll get to that next. You know, I think a tough thing here is when you give an opinion on the local team and it's not just polish the turd and tell you it's great still. People take things way out of context. Totally understand that they're injured. I understand that. I just want people to bear in mind that, like, it is also reality what they're facing is the hardships of the roster.
Yes.
Young prospects have not prospered. There's a lot of things that are okay to call out and kind of wonder aloud on our local team. That's all I wanted to say on that.
I mean, I'll continue to maintain the bottom half of the Western Conference is manageable.
Yeah.
The teams around Portland in the standings are not very good.
No.
So it's not like they're going to fall off a cliff because nobody else around them in that 8, 9, 10, 11 window is going to be running away from them.
We'll get to the college football playoff rankings. They came out. We'll get to the dirty poll at the top of the hour. What did you do besides the Blazer game yesterday?
What did I do besides the Blazer game? I watched a little bit of college hoops.
Did you really?
I did.
I saw Duke, Kansas on my screen, and I was like, I used to care about these games, and then I turned it off.
The early game was the much better game.
The Michigan State game?
Yeah.
They killed them.
They did. It was.
They won by 20.
They won going away, but the first half was pretty competitive.
Yeah, and that was the only. I didn't watch much of the second game.
Kentucky couldn't make a jump shot, but Michigan State looked really good, and Izzo actually has guys that can shoot this year. Which
Michigan State looks like a wagon. Yeah, they look good. They got a white guy with a weird goatee. What's his name? That big guy,
Jack Kohler.
Kohler, I think. Yeah, he's shaved that thing off. I watched that, but I also felt stupid watching it because the only reason I was watching it was I was waiting for the rankings to come out in between games.
Sure, that's why a lot of people.
That
watch
was the
those
only
games.
Reason. And then I'm like, all right, now I have
it's
this
good programming
weird...
by ESPN.
They
got
know
you
what
to
they're
watch
doing.
Some college hoops in November.
Now there's a desk in the middle of the floor, and Joey Galloway is sitting there as Duke is getting ready to play a college basketball game, and we're showing Carlos Boozer. None of this makes sense, but that's what I did. And then put the guy down, little guy down, and then we watched the Blazer game at 8 o'clock.
Swag's basically what you did. You just watched some television last night?
No, I watched the Kraken game at 4.
Okay.
They were in Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. Did they win?
No, they lost.
Okay.
Well, it was 4-2. They got an empty netter late.
They
had a
1-0
lead, played a great first period, and then second period, Red Wings started skating and got after him.
Yeah, that's my Red Wings right there.
Nice to see Joey DeCord back from injury.
Damn though. Right, dude. Super excited about that. Well, I'm disappointed in both your answers, to be honest with you.
What did we miss out on yesterday?
What did we miss?
I would have really thought you told me that you flew out to Raleigh, North Carolina to sit next to Bill Belichick, who watched Jordan Hudson compete in an adult co-ed cheerleading competition.
She did. He did. That happened. This is not a nobody's getting butt cracked.
You know,
right now.
If somebody
that
did
literally
that,
happened.
If somebody did that, they're gonna join us at 9 a.m.
We gotta ask Lucy about this. Is it okay? Like
he was at a co-ed adult cheerleading competition.
If Lucy knew that was going on and was happening,
I guarantee
she was trying to get there.
One of the guys next to Jordan looks like Jerry the King Lawler from the WWF.
He does.
And the other guy just looks, he's like super intense. They're wearing full on like bedazzled one pieces here. And there's Belichick watching co-ed adult cheerleading competitions.
Is it okay to make fun of adults who try and play competitive sports?
I'm going to push back.
You're going to push back on that?
Does it depend
on the sport?
It's good for them.
It's all case-based there.
Okay.
What's wrong with it?
I'm just asking questions out loud. That's all I'm doing.
I am
just pontificating about an adult who is in a adult cheerleading competition.
You have something holstered you want to fire.
Just say it. Just say it.
What did she say? She's an adult cheerleader?
Empty the clip. Let's go.
Okay, hey, princess, let's grow up here, okay? I wanted to be Peter Pan when I was a kid, too. I moved on.
One of these guys
it's
is
not
going like to
happen.
Pan,
it's not going to happen. You're not going to become a professional cheerleader. What are we holding on to?
Well, what if you win this competition?
What
you're
do they
still
win? It's an adult. They don't win anything.
You get a trophy.
All right. You put that up on your mantle?
Yeah,
what are you doing with that trophy?
Yeah,
you've lost hood to coast things, and that's something you actually accomplished. You actually had to run a long ways.
They've accomplished stuff.
You ever
executed a pyramid with a bad back?
I have never done that. This seems like an Achilles injury waiting to happen. I got a buddy who does some of this stuff, and he does
adult male cheerleading.
Not adult male cheerleading, no. But he was like adult football guy, and every once in a while, when we're having a cocktail or something, he'll start into adult football stories, and I just have to look over to him and be like, dude, nobody cares.
You're a mean friend.
I love you. That's great. Nobody care. I'm glad that you wanted to follow your passions and you wanted to risk tearing an ACL at the age of 32. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But like this is not a glory days.
Regale your friends of stories about it. Those are two different.
You think
things.
Jordan Hudson isn't walking around in her social circles talking about adult cheerleading?
I don't know what.
Belichick is there rooting her on. Like, she's a professional athlete.
I'm going to give you a hot take. I think Dan Lanning misses his children's sporting events because he's got USC this weekend.
That's right.
He's driving out to Corvallis.
Top 15 matchup.
I got stuff on my book, man.
Lebanon? You want me to go to Lebanon? I'm not going to Lebanon
I'm
tonight.
Driving to Lebanon? Get the hell out of here,
Lincoln
dude.
Riley coming into my backyard.
Not happening, bro.
First of all, you're an awful friend. That's obviously a big deal for your friend.
My point is, it shouldn't be. It's okay to move on.
Why?
The dream has ended. We all wanted to do it when
Does your
we were
friend
kids.
Have kids?
They do have kids.
Oh, they don't. Oh. Well, okay. I have a friend that plays for Aaron Fentress. And he doesn't.
How old?
He's 2 years younger than me.
Okay, so he's my age?
About your age, yeah.
36 going on 37?
About 36, 37.
Still playing tackle football?
Still playing tackle football, and
why would he
doesn't do to me what your friend does to
so
you.
So he's not telling you stories every time you see him about the pick that he had?
No, but I do feel bad.
Man, the cover two we played on third down this weekend was outstanding. Who do you play for?
He's invited me to games and I haven't gone, and I kind of feel bad about that.
I don't think you need to feel bad about that.
But he just recently told me he was going to play again. I'm like, you're going to play again? You not worried about concussions at your age?
Yeah.
And he didn't really respond to that.
What does he do for work? Because the biggest thing that I have there
he's
is...
He's got a career.
So like if it's something that you have like a physical job that you have to do, what if you tear your ACL?
Mm.
Yeah, if you're working...
Like you're an adult. You have a job. You have responsibilities.
Well, I was wondering because I'm coaching eighth
grade... construction worker going to walk around with crutches
on
the construction site?
You're like on a power lines crew for PGE or something like that?
Sorry, guys. I'm out for the next 6 months rehabbing an ACL injury.
I think at least with that, you'd have a lift. So I'm...
Up in the bucket?
Yeah, the bucket.
Yeah. He's our bucket guy now.
I can tell you just personally, coaching eighth grade girls takes up more time in my life than I ever thought it would.
Yeah.
How much coaching adult male tackle football is that taking up in Aaron Fentress's life? It has to be way too much.
How much film is he breaking down on Tuesday night? I just
don't understand any of that, man. I just don't understand that life.
It has to be too much.
Like, it's totally different to coach your kids. Like, if you're coaching your kids and you're wanting them to, you know, live out their dreams and have fun and grow and develop, like, that stuff, that's totally normal
behavior.
That's
what Belichick was doing. He's supporting his kids that he's sleeping with. She's living her dream. Don't shame people living their dreams.
An adult cheerleader.
Are there memes already out there? I mean,
go look at the picture. He's sitting in the. He's
Have
sitting
you not
in the
seen
crowd.
The pictures yet?
The pictures are fantastic.
No. Where would I?
In the middle of football season.
Yeah, they play Duke this weekend.
I'd fire
by the
you
way.
For this.
They play Duke.
If I'm North Carolina's AD, you're fired. For
Duke
this.
Is good.
We have yeah.
That's a rival. You're terrible. What are you doing at an adult co-ed cheerleading competition
in the middle of the week when you could be game planning?
What, is she gonna leave you?
Oh
yeah, I'm sure she will.
God, there was a video of them walking around the concourse or some like private, you know, section of the North Carolina stadium a week or two ago. She's one of those that wears her she wears the big puffy jackets and then lets it dangle down around the elbows, like doesn't wear the jacket normally.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
more of like a fashion statement jacket,
right?
And it looked like he was walking around with his daughter, and it was the creepiest, weirdest thing.
What's the age gap there, Andrew?
Slightly big.
I would argue it's closer to grandfather than it is the other one. It's like a what is 50, he 70?
Close to 50 years?
Yeah, I think it is 50 years. So it's grandfather.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
Okay, which one?
Both of them.
You're mean to your friend.
I'm not mean.
I need to know what friend did. Do I know this friend?
I'm not saying anything more. Nothing more is getting said.
No comment?
I'm shutting down at this moment.
What
I'm gonna
position
plead the
does
fifth.
He play?
I'm going to plead the fifth.
What
I don't
position
know.
Does he play?
I don't know. Could be any position.
One of your other friends keeps texting me to come watch his beer league softball team.
He wants to come watch beer league
he goes,
softball.
Hey, man, I'll be out Scappoose this weekend if you have nothing else going
you
on.
You come hang out this weekend? No, dude, I'm not doing that. I got stuff going on. I love you, though.
I always respond. Did you meant to text Andy here?
You text the wrong friend here,
text
man.
Brandon.
Send it to somebody else.
All right, we'll get to the dirty pull coming up at 7. Dirt Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Love me, yeah. All right, welcome back in. Look, I am okay with, like, if you want to go, like, pick up run with some buddies, right? Like, somebody, hey, open gym. You guys want to go run some 5-on-5? Like, yeah, dude, that's totally different.
I view that as more... That's totally competitive different. Exercising, but yes. You could also, I guess,
like somebody spin. Said, somebody texted in, God, where did this go? I support adults continuing to find purpose and stay athletic and healthy. I do not support softball douche who treats rec league afternoons like it's game 7. Perfectly put. Like, if you're just, hey, I want to stay in shape. I play pickup hoops with some buddies every Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's totally different than having a full uniform.
You know I'm right here.
It's all right. You know I'm right. Somebody did say, doesn't Dirt take a vacation every year to play in some self-sanctioned golf tournament? They created their own trophy. Grow up, princess, you'll never be Tiger. That's a good text. That's solid.
You know, that's accurate.
That is well played. Well played. Although that's just, you know, if you...
That's equivalent to you guys running 5-on-5. You just lean into the ridiculousness
of it. If you consume the amount of alcohol that we consume on the course for that round of golf, I don't know if I would consider it a fully sanctioned sporting event, but hey, to each their own.
Yeah, how really strict are you on the rules of that tournament?
Very loose. People cheat. It's a whole thing. I mean, it's a madhouse. And usually when somebody's playing well, all we do is you have to, every time somebody buys you a shot, you got to take a shot. And so you can have rounds where
you're
playing.
And that can happen at any point.
Any point by the time you're on the 17th tee. Last time we didn't go this last summer, but I was one over standing on 16 tee.
Oof.
And my buddy Scott bought me like 3 fireball shots. Oh, and then I hit a tee shot maybe 7 yards out of bounds. Like, all right, there goes that round. We're going sideways.
What'd you finish with?
I think I ended up shooting a 79. It crumbled the last 3 holes.
Oh, but that sounds tough.
I was locked in, dude.
Breaking 80.
We were almost on. We were on PR watch. I was locked
yeah,
in.
Yeah, clearly, man. Clearly.
As I now talk about my adult athletic prowess.
Somebody tweets us, I'm 36. I've been playing in 3-on-3 basketball tournaments during the summer. I had my competitive days, but now I just go to hang with the guys and get a sweat in. See a lot of people my age and older try way too hard, and I just chuckle. And
that's my point.
Yeah, I think you're saying, like, there is a bigger difference between the competitive tackle football guy who will never remotely sniff any level of
Why are
note.
You putting your body through that? That's what I'm asking.
Because
we only
you
have
love
so many...
tackle football.
I know. I guess people do. I just...
The friend I mentioned to you that plays for Fentress's team, for a while there every year, they were inviting me to like a turkey bowl. And
I did turkey bowls when I was younger. They were
no,
fun.
No. This was like 4 years ago, legitimately.
An adult turkey bowl.
We're showing up to a high school field.
Full on tackle football
and rain, no pads, and just like, no. I want nothing to do with that hurt.
I'm not touching that, man.
I don't want that in my life.
I'm not going anywhere near that. Yeah, the idea of getting hurt and having it impact your actual day-to-day life is the part that I just chuckle at. Like, if I got hurt...
I get nervous about playing a full-court basketball game right now.
Yes, like, what if something happens?
Yeah.
If I get worried walking down a flight of stairs. Am I going to tear an ACL doing this? Like, I could sit in this chair for 4 hours with my foot up and still host this radio show. But if I had, like, a physically demanding job...
Oh, for sure.
Like, somebody texted in and said, I broke my leg snowboarding 10 years ago, and I lost my job and my house, so now I don't do anything fun.
Man.
That got very morbid very quickly, but I'm assuming you had a job where having a broken leg wasn't really passable. Because there's a lot of jobs like that exist. Professional athletes...
Can you sue a company, by the way? We're not pro athletes. You can't prohibit me from having fun in my life. You're going to fire me for having a broken...
No, but leg? If you can't do, like, if you your job is
perform your job,
if there's nothing else you could do with your job with a broken leg, like, I don't know what that job was.
I just tell you right now, man, I don't know all the laws and how all this works, but that should be illegal. You shouldn't be fired because you broke a leg randomly.
Hey, man, file a lawsuit here.
How about you just get paid leave until you can physically start walking again? Why do we need to fire people? I lost my house and my job.
That got very morbid.
Depressing.
That got very dark very quickly.
That very dark very quickly.
That took a bit of a turn.
I'll say this, man, like, you. I know what you're saying. But also, here's my point. You should have some joy in your life.
Yes,
I believe in work-life balance. Why is he coaching? He's stealing money.
Yeah, if you want to just go watch your daughter or girlfriend do a cheerleading contest and just have, that's your Tuesday, man.
I would not honestly give one iota a care.
Sleeping with a young hot, you're blowing all your money. Like, what the hell, dude? Right off into the sunset that way.
Like, he's still doing a McAfee appearance or something, and then it's like Belichick at a co-ed cheerleading competition. I'd kind of laugh at it, but I'd also be like, yeah, whatever. He's living his life.
He was good at the media stuff, too, the year that he was in it.
He's coaching against Duke this weekend.
Got a game on Saturday.
He's definitely getting fired, by the way.
He's without a doubt getting
fired. It's $1 million to get rid of that guy.
It's nothing. They're getting rid of him.
Loaded second hour. Let's kick it off with the Dirty Poll. A lot of people wondering whether the Dirty Poll is going to have all the teams this week in college football. We'll get the rankings as well. Loaded second hour. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.